Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We're doing a little things differently just because I'm trying to get it to where my Facebook Live is on the conversation page, not my page. So, and I just share it.
It's not directing, at least it didn't direct me to go to the conversation. So you need to go on your Facebook. Or I might and say, if you listen to the show, to go to Kyle's conversation. Because people that's not following you are not going to know that you're live.
Well, I shared it to my page.
Oh, okay. But yeah. It didn't come up to me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I couldn't, well, on my conversation page, I couldn't tag anybody.
Okay, I had to physically go to and look you up, look up the page.
So, like, it's not on my... Because it's showing up on my page, not my conversation page, but my actual personal Facebook page. I share it.
Because
it's showing up on mine.
But yeah,
it's showing up on mine. That's what I told you earlier. I was going to share it.
Okay.
That way, because I didn't know who's. That way, it's my conversation page doing it, but it's just being on mine. But sheriff's deputies in Georgia have arrested 24 people. 23 men and one woman, 19 to 65 age range for sex trafficking. You know, here's $100, you know, let's have sex, you know, kiss me, whatever. Really sick. I don't know if you knew this, but Netflix paid $500 million to have Seinfeld on their channel for 5 years. That's ridiculous. CNN offers advice on how to impeach the Supreme Court Justice. But Kavanaugh, you know, they're going to impeach him. They're going to impeach Lady Liberty, the American flag, you know, Golden Gate Bridge, Second Amendment, First Amendment. They're going to impeach everything. They don't know what they're doing.
Wait a minute. I missed it. What happened to people who got in trouble for the sex trafficking?
It was 24 people, 23 men and one woman in Georgia. They basically... Ever since that To Catch a Predator, cops are doing the same thing, only it's cops doing it 100%. It's not on TV. You're not having some other company that's doing all that. It's cops doing it.
Because when To Catch a Predator came on,
you were having a third party involved, and it's like, well, and it just totally, they had to throw away half the cases.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Which is good.
Purdue University rejects this facility's calls to ban Chick-fil-A. I was hoping they were going to get rid of the dormitory kitchens and just have Chick-fil-A in all of them. But, you know, I didn't go. But, hey, at least they're getting the Chick-fil-A. Friday the 13th was great for Indiana, and I'll get into that cannabis-wise. Forbes blames climate change for cognitive decline and suicide. Oh, what else is going on? New cannabis law would make cannabis a Schedule 3 drug, not a 1 drug. I want to get into that, and also Manchester United news and all that much. So thank you so much for tuning into the conversation, and I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. And John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and welcome. Don't forget to like and subscribe, folks. Like and subscribe. I do have a PayPal button if you want to donate to the program to help get better boom stands and, you know, whatever. You know, mics are not cheap. This is not cheap. If you want to help out, donate. Prayers are always welcome. Always, always welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in, all you. If you want to like, comment, whatever, because I can't tell to the end of the video who's on here. So if you want to comment, like, or whatever, you know, let me know. Wow. let's get into the conversation, folks. It's the conversation you're a part of, because, you know, there was actually one of Christine Baslee Ford, you know, the lady that said that Trump did all this stuff, has now come forward saying that the allegations against Kavanaugh didn't make sense to her, and she was threatened with being blacklisted if she didn't go along with it. CNN has basically had to recount, well, that was kind of fake, and we didn't, because this lady can't recall anything, doesn't know anything, didn't know nothing, and guess what happened and all that. Yeah, we got impeached Kavanaugh. They got impeached Kavanaugh because, you know, he didn't do anything. You know, they hate Trump because, of course, Democrats hate Trump. The black people are not needing the Democrat Party. You know, do your homework. Do your homework. When they started the war on poverty, poverty rates were declining. They weren't getting worse. They were getting better. And then, dearly, we're going to help y'all. We got programs with the government. We're going to help y'all. We're going to get you in more debt. See, the government to me is like those payday loan things where, that's right, folks. You don't got any money, but you need to get your car fixed. And what happens is, when they get that paycheck on Friday, they need more than the paycheck that they're getting. So the paycheck they're getting isn't even enough, but they need that plus. And wait a minute. Oh, yeah. I took out like $300 of that paycheck to check in the cash. So now not only am I in the hole, not only do I need a whole paycheck, but now I got to figure out with that whole paycheck, where am I coming up with the money to pay that payday loan that's 25 million% interest? And so on and so on and so on. And it's almost impossible. You know, there are people that take a $100 payday loan and they can never get on their feet because it's $1,000 by the time they pay that $100 off. Pardon me. But that's, you know, that's where this world is. Democrats hate Trump because he's actually doing something. What do we do now? Because now we can't campaign on anything because Trump's fixing it all. You know, we used to say we were going to fix the VA. Not really. But we would campaign that we're going to do that so that they'd vote for us. You know, because people don't go back to campaigns and go back to, well, how long have the Democrats been saying they're going to build a wall? Oh, wait. How long has it been? For since, like, Carter and Nixon, and, you know, they've been trying to do, wow, Trump's getting it done. Isn't that interesting? Yes, it is. You know, how many people have said they're going to fix the VA? Yeah. Trump's fixing the VA. Trump's doing all the stuff that they claimed they were going to do. How many presidents said they were going to recognize Israel as the capital? You know, in Jerusalem, you know, we're gonna take the Israel, we're gonna make Jerusalem the capital. We're gonna recognize it. Then we're gonna move our U.S. embassy there and all this stuff. And wow, who's done all this stuff that every politician has said they've done year after year after year after year after year? I'd love to go to a Democratic rally and be like, point of personal privilege. But think about it. I'd be like, what are you gonna fix? Trump is doing it all. You can't say you're gonna build a wall because Trump's already doing that. You guys have campaigned on that for like 50 years. For like 25 years, you said you were gonna fix the VA. Trump's doing that. For 30 years, you said you were gonna make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. You're gonna recognize that. Trump's done it. No one else did. Oh yeah, you passed this great healthcare bill that no one in Congress has to use, all the Congress's friends and buddies and relatives have exemptions from it, but you're going to try to, if I become president, their individual mandate is going to even be more. We're going to increase the mandate.
We're getting rid of private insurance. There we go. They outlaw, seriously, they're going to, they're going to get rid of private insurance where you have to fill this out.
Yep.
You have to go on.
Well, don't worry, folks, because there was a place in Arizona that had a Berto AR-15 sale. 4 hours sold out of AR-15s. You talk about a great AR-15 salesman. Well, think about it like this, folks.
I wish we could have went and got one.
You think about it like this. The government is something that if they tell me to do something, I'm going to do the exact opposite. If they tell me that I need to turn over my guns, I'm going to buy more. You want to know what happens when they were looking at banning guns? You want to know how much ammo went up? Ammo got to the point when Barack Obama talked about eliminating the Second Amendment. Ammo disappeared about as fast as the American flags did when 9/11 happened.
Why do you think that is? I know why, but why do you think that is?
Because people aren't going to give up their Second Amendment rights, and they're buying it like crazy. Every store I went to had limits.
Getting ready for a war.
Yeah. Because every store, there were people buying. It got to the point where we're limiting orders to 2 rounds of ammunition. That's what it is, but, you know, whatever. I don't know if y'all remember a little old thing called... Hi, I'm Chris Hansen, and welcome to Catch a Predator, folks. Today, we got a lady here with a... ma'am, excuse me. I got the chat right here. It said that you were going to meet Dolly Parton to do a radio show or something.
Really? At least make it believable. No, you're getting bad at making your BS bus believable.
But anyways, but they had like a watchdog group that was doing all the information and stuff, and then they were having police catch them instead of because what happens is they can throw that evidence out the window because it's a third party and we're relying on them and da da da. Where cops now are doing that 100% through the police force, where the cops are the undercover. Saying they're 12 years old and they're doing it all. And in the process of this sting, 23 men and one woman were arrested, ages from 19 to 65, in sex trafficking. You know, here's $1,000 if you let me take pictures of you nude. You know, $5,000, let me touch you inappropriately, let me do all this stuff. It's sickening. And they need to keep it going. I applaud the sheriff's deputies in Georgia for this. This is keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Maybe make it to where, okay, well, you're afraid that, I don't know, I couldn't imagine wanting to be at the 10-year-old. It's just I don't understand people. But you know, then again, like when I go to a car dealership and I see a car that says like a truck, $9,000 off MSRP, I'm like, I was expecting to drive that car off the lot for $9,000. I'd hate to know how much the truck costs if I'm gonna get $9 off the MSRP. But anyways, that's just me. I don't understand. But then I don't understand people who think they're donkeys or elephants or guys that dress up like babies and wear diapers and all that. Who knows? I couldn't believe this. I was listening to the radio today and they said that Netflix had a contract to have on Netflix the show Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld, his show from NBC, for a 5-year stint. costing $500 million, $500 million, for you people that can't do math, half of a billion is $500 million for Seinfeld. I never, not that I hated the show, I was just not like a big fan of it. It's great, but it was not like something that like I religiously like, oh yeah, it's awesome, you know. I respect it. It's decent. But that's where it is. It's at. It's not like I'm like, oh yeah, I've seen every episode 15 times. And ever since, like I always wondered, like, if, like, South Park, if there's, like, hidden things in there, like, where, like, they'll, like, you ever see those word search, like, those picture searches where they have, like, find the 5 spoons and the 4 bowls and the 5, you know, I always wondered if there's, like, images and, like, the South Park that they put, like things in there, or, like, because I was wondering for the longest time, like, did they ever say who Cartman's dad is? Or mom, or, you know? Who is Cartman's father? Is it the Denver Broncos? You know, I thought maybe they said it, but you didn't know, and it wasn't until Scott Tinerman Must Die, that episode, that you find out later that he killed his mom, and the lady in the shows, the dad, technically, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, but I thought that there might be like something hidden. But, you know, like, just one of those things. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we have the lowest carbon emissions since 1992 in this country. And, you know, sorry, all you global warming people that freak out. You know, that's what's the problem in this country, is you have too many people in this country that are like all they are screaming, Trump's a racist, Trump's this, Trump's that. He doesn't, well, okay. Global warming is a scam. Does it not mean, should we not be, I don't know, should we not be attentive to this country? Should we not care about the earth? Sure we should. But when you go to Canada and they do an investigation and they go to like Tim Hortons and Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and none of the cups they put in the recycling thing, they end up just going to the regular trash, and they only investigate it when they have... What do they have? Oh yeah, they're on camera. They have cameras. Well, they wouldn't have investigated it. They wouldn't have looked at it. They wouldn't have. It's a scam. We're gonna pretend to investigate. We're gonna pretend to put stuff. Hey, don't get recycled. I bet you half of the stuff you put in a recycling thing don't get recycled. But you wonder, because me and my wife, not to be creepy or anything, but, you know, we're like, do I want to be, because I've always had the notion, you know, I've always had my shirt, one of my shirts says, you know, when I die, bury me deep, place some speakers at my feet, put a stereo near my head, and always remember to play the dead. You know, and my brother and his wife, they are donating their bodies to science and all this stuff, and do I want to do that? Maybe they can help people with myopathies, who knows, and all this stuff. And, you know, and I'm like, well, you wonder what's going to happen when, is there going to be a point in the U.S. where they're going to lease, because they're going to run out of room and you're going to have to lease graves, and like they do in Europe and stuff. I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but just one of those things, you know. But, I mean, you know, CNN does offer advice on how to impeach a Supreme Court justice. We need to impeach Kavanaugh because he did nothing wrong. We need to spear him. There's one of Brett Kavanaugh's accuser's best friends is like, oh, I was going to be blacklisted. I was going to be blacklisted. I was told to go along with the story that wouldn't make any sense to me, but I was going to be blacklisted if I didn't do anything or say anything or come out and say, hey, yeah, I agree. They don't care. How do we bash Trump? We're just going to keep doing this to Kavanaugh. We're just going to keep making his life a living heck until he finally says, until they try to get him to leave. Brett Kavanaugh, we got your back. You keep doing what you're doing because he's actually sided with liberals on several hearings. But if liberals, you know, they don't care. They don't know that. He's not. See, the reason why I think Kavanaugh is great for the Supreme Court is he's going to try to look at it from an objective point of view. I think the liberals are right on this one. Sorry, guys. I think that, you know, this is, the issue is this. There shouldn't be a conservative or liberal view. It should be, okay, what's the law? What's the law say? What's the law say? Okay, well, yeah. Yes or no? It's crazy. It's not. I took a restaurant law class. It's nuts. You ever wonder why you have stickers on doors? Because the hotel, the lady cleaned the glass doors so well that a guy walked into and busted his nose and stuff and sued the hotel. Guess what you got to do now? That's why they have, like, push in and push out. That way you can see that so you know that there's an actual door there. Pardon me. But, hey. That's just where we live in, you know. We got to impeach Kavanaugh. We're going to show you how to do it, folks. Hello, folks. I'm Gerald Nader, and we're gonna find a way to go. We're going to impeach Trump even though he's done nothing wrong. We're going to go up to Kavanaugh because he's done nothing wrong. Once we get done impeaching Trump and Kavanaugh, we're going to impeach Mike Pence. We're going to impeach Lady Liberty. Uncle Sam, you're going down too. We're going to impeach you, if that's right. Oh, those guys that are on Mount Rushmore that aren't moving for some reason, how they can stay in that position, I have no idea. We're going to impeach them too. Why not? We're going to impeach them. We're going to impeach. We're not going to start. We're going to waste billions of tax dollars. We don't care. The American people, if we have to spend 8 years trying to impeach Kavanaugh and Trump, that's what we're going to do. Because, like Baltimore, we're not going to fix the problem. We're not going to do anything. Forbes magazine blames climate change for cognitive decline and suicide. You know, all these veterans that come back from the war, they're just committing suicide because of global warming. You know, PTSD doesn't make sense. It's a lie. It's global warming. Yeah. Global warming so bad that our carbon emissions are at the lowest level they've been since 1992. Yeah. Why don't you talk about that one, CNN? Clinton News Network? Yes. Yes, that's right, folks. They make millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars on this global warming scheme. Oh, but that's how it is, folks. That's how it is. That's where this world comes from. That's how this world is. Global warming. And the people that cry foul with the global warming are the same people that have their own private Learjets fly all around. You know, we need to cut carbon emissions. No, I think that Green New Deal should only apply to politicians. I think that Green New Deal, yeah, only politicians should have to abide by that Green New Deal. Let's see them fly around. Let's see them drive cars like the Flintstones. I don't get it. I just don't understand. Global warming. We're all going to come to an end. Global, remember, I forget what the whole story was, but remember like the telephone where it had like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 0, and that represented like a time and a date in 89 that the world was going to come to an end. And these Democrats remind me of, like, you know, take any Democrat out there right now, whether it's a squad or any one of them, and they remind me of those people that, like, there was a UFO behind the comet, and we're all gonna die, and we need to get on that comet, and to get on that comet, we all have to commit suicide. You know, the Trump supporters are gonna drink the Kool-Aid. It's the liberals that are the wackos. The liberals are the ones that, like, that are yelling and screaming and carrying on about Kavanaugh. And because there was a lady today that called in to the Rush Limbaugh show, and she's like, my son is in a class, and has rape changed since the 1800s? No, because, of course, it hasn't changed, because men still control everything. Men run everything. They get away with rape, like, you know, Kavanaugh can be in the Supreme Court even though he's raped and whatever. There's not one shred of evidence, and there's a lady that's coming forward now that's one of Christine Ford's best friends, who's like, oh, I was basically told, you guessed it, I was told this, to go along with this story, or I'd be blacklisted, I'd be blackballed. It would ruin my life. Interesting. Interesting, folks. I got 32 minutes left or so in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. You know, like down here. You can share. You can go to the conversation page and subscribe. I post all kinds of stuff. I can't tell who's serious, so like, hate, laugh, whatever. Wow. Because I can't tell who's... At the end, it says I have like 50 people that watch, whatever. I can't tell. So if you want to shout out, let me know. I mean, Purdue University is getting a Chick-fil-A. Purdue University rejects the facility people from wanting to ban Chick-fil-A because I'm an LGBT person and it's going to hurt me. It's going to do harm. It's going to harm the well-being of LGBT students on campus. Okay, how about this? How about this one? Okay, we build you a Chick-fil-A. We get a Chick-fil-A. We'll build you a safe space. Okay? It's going to be a room with razor blades on all the walls, and you're going to run into them. I'm gay and I'm offended. How does that harm you? Oh, I'm an atheist, so you got to take down that cross because that offends me. I'm offended. Well, okay, well, I'm offended by you, so get out of my face. Okay. You need to go home, take off your diaper and put a new one on. Liberals need to be changing their diapers frequently and often, like the politicians, for the same reason, because they're full of you know what. That's what needs to happen. I don't know what I'm gonna do because Chick-fil-A's coming and they believe in Jesus Christ, and I'm gay, and they're gonna. I'm gonna be traumatized. you shouldn't, if that's the case, if someone like that, if that's the case, they need, I would love to be an administrator at like university. I'd make the most offensive like test. And if you can't, if this would offend you, if this would like weird you out, you'd be like, okay, yep, sorry, your admission to the school is denied. Next, get into the real world. You're gonna be offended. You're gonna have people go work in customer service. Go work in the restaurant business where there are people that think they're better than you, and they because they have money, they're owed. Oh, that I will have, and you will give me this, and you will do this, and I am better than you because I have. Yeah, you grow a pair really fast in the customer service industry. But my name is, I don't know if you know. Yeah, at the campus, if you've never been to the university, they have what's called the smoking fence. If you've ever been there, they have a black fence around, and that's where you could not, like, outside, anything outside that bench, you could smoke. And people used to stand there and stick their faces over, and they would, so they could legally smoke back in the day when it was banned on campus.
And how do you know this?
Because I used to be in a group that keeps the traditions of the history of Purdue. You know the university hall that they have when they built the liberal arts building? When they built the liberal arts building, Rascal, he's been there all day trying to get out. Like just for the show.
Oh, I know.
But the university hall had all kinds of different. Roof. It was like, I love tie-dye. And the roof looked like a tie-dyed shirt. And he's good. But it looked like a tie-dye because they had like 50 different kinds of tile on the roof. And they said, oh, that's when they actually had to spend money, because if you go to the lay building on the 7th floor, there's like a room that I've actually had meetings in where you can see the whole campus. And it's gorgeous. And when you're up in that building, they're like, oh, we got to make all the roofing tiles the same so that it looks nice. But you know, that fence that they have, the smoking fence, is actually going to be like, okay, anything that's going to be like a safe space wall now for like the people that are offended at Purdue. But, whoo! So, yeah, it's just one of those things. If you want to comment on the conversation, you can feel free at any time, brother.
Yeah, so we should ban
like and share.
What's up?
Yeah, we should ban e-cigarettes.
I think the problem with like the views when they came out with that, the e-cigarette, the views. They basically were adamant that, hey, this is only for cigarette smokers. This is an alternative to cigarette smoking. They never said they were any safer. They never said they had any information, good, bad, or ugly. And I don't think there's enough information to know whether they're safe or not. And until that is the case, I don't think they should be, because they've had so many people.
What they're saying about it is, it's the chemicals, the
glycol, the vitamin E and stuff. But until they actually fully know, you know, I think I don't know. I don't ever, like, cigarettes are deadly.
But anybody that was injured or had in common that were taking the one that has vitamin E oil.
Yeah. Yep.
So there's no reason why to ban e-cigarettes. It's like if you sprayed apples with a dangerous spray, then you ban all apples, even though you know that the people only harm from the sprayed ones.
Yeah.
It's a bit whacked out, though, to say such a statement.
Yeah. I'm one of those people that, like, if you look into the views and a lot of these other companies that the big tobacco has, they made a separate company for the vaping, and they came out saying that this is an alternative to cigarettes. We're not saying they're safer, they're probably worse. They were adamant that there's probably massive dangers with it. So if this does come about, hey, we were not hiding the fact that this was bad, so that they can't try to come after people and say, hey, you deceived us, and this was, they've never said it's a safer product. And I think a lot of it is being tied to propylene glycol and glycerin and vitamin E that they're finding out now that when you heat it up, it's deadly and it's toxic. So, you know, I think it should be up to the individual person. If you want to smoke, you should have that legal right. And a lot of the stuff they're finding out, too, is they're finding out that it's actually these black market products, that people are, like, actually making the product on their own, where they're making their own oils and their own stuff, and they're trying to save money. And there's, I think, in Washington State, there's a company, or in Oregon, I forget which one, that's offering the ability to test any oils you have to make sure they're safe to use, that they don't have vitamin E or any of the bad flavorings or stuff. Do you think they'll ever get a ban on e-cigarettes?
In New York, it's banned.
Yeah. Because
I know in Beverly Hills, they're banning the sale of it, but I don't think it's actually banned where you get arrested if you used it.
There's one state where...
And do you agree with the Los Angeles, the bill now to take away the rights of doctors to give freely a medical exemption?
No, I don't.
What?
What was your question?
Do you agree on what Los Angeles did to remove the right to a doctor to give out medical exemptions?
I don't really agree with that. I mean,
about the law, SB 277?
I've heard about it, but not, like, extensively. I've just kind of heard about the thing, but I didn't go into it extensively. If you want to tell my listeners more about it, go ahead.
No, I wanted to hear what your opinion is. I already have an opinion. I want to hear what your opinion is.
I don't know enough about it to give an opinion, to be honest. I'd have to do more research on it. And I can do that Thursday and get my opinion.
Wow, and now they're saying that in New York, in 2020, they want to bring up a bill to mandate the flu shot. And if you don't take that, they'll suspend your license.
I've heard stuff like that in states where they want to make, like, certain thing, like, even if you're, like, if your religion does not believe you should have medical treatment or vaccinations or whatever, that they, like, you're still going to have a vaccination no matter what, because there are a lot of people who I've worked say that, hey, because of my religious beliefs, I don't believe in this, or, you know, whatever, and they get a religious exemption from getting a vaccine or whatever, and a lot of people are saying that there are some states that want to mandate it.
Where it is. Forced. Los Angeles and New York, it's almost mandated.
Yeah. But I was always told, unless it's changed, if you're allergic to eggs, you can't get the flu shot. Because it contains something in it that's with the egg. So there was, like, two things I was always told that that they contain that if you're allergic to it, you couldn't get the flu shot. And I thought one of them was it.
But isn't it scary?
Oh, you know that.
The government is mandating more and more things and they're mixing into our private life.
Yeah, now with feathers and pillows and stuff,
yeah,
make it hard for me to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, I'm not getting the flu shot anyway. Might as well have that for an excuse.
Yeah.
Isn't it scary the government mixing into our private lives and they keep on mandating things with a explanation that this way you're gonna keep people safe? But isn't that very scary, because the government will start telling us what we're allowed to eat and how many kids we're allowed to have and how we should get married, because they're gonna say they want to keep us safe. Isn't that a bit like, you know, sounds like socialism or communism?
It is, because like I get
well then where do you draw the line? If you believe vaccination should be mandated, then where do you draw the line? So let's say if vaccination should be mandated because the government believes and it's been proven that it eradicates sicknesses, and the only way you can be exempt is having a religious or a philosophical or a medical exemption, but the other 80-90% of the population has to be vaccinated, then why wouldn't you say the government should be able to force people to mandate them to eat this and this specific food? Like, where do you draw your lines? If you understand vaccination should be mandated, maybe mandate what people are eating. Maybe mandate the age people get married. Maybe mandate the amount of kids you have to have. To me, it sounds like communism, even to mandate just one vaccine, even if the government can prove that it eradicates illnesses. I think the government can prove a lot of things if they would like, and they still have no right to mandate it on anybody. And that's the same in every subject. So if you're saying that the government can enforce a mandate, even one vaccine that can prevent certain illnesses, then you're giving them the doorway to mandate whatever they like and just prove or just bring a few studies that what they're doing is to save the people. And they'll say, okay, you can only have one kid. Why? Because we can prove that families that have more than two or three kids, the kids suffer from, let's say, depression or from low self-esteem. And they'll prove it to you. There's enough studies out there. And then they'll say, okay, you can only eat carrots and pepper because these two are the most healthy. And then they'll just keep on going. So if we're giving the government the right to tell us, take this and this medication because this will save people from illnesses, and they're going to mandate us to do what they say, then we're just giving them the strength to do anything.
Yeah. I see that. I guess one thing I see big time is you go into L.A. now, they have typhoid has been found in L.A., and some of these things that were eliminated or pretty much never heard of. There was a story I heard a couple years ago where a young doctor went to an old man and goes, I need you to come in. This kid has something. I can't find out what it was. And it was like measles or something that like is basically through vaccines has basically been almost been unheard of. And because his family did not believe in some of these vaccines because they believed you're going to be harmed or hurt, they refused him, and it took an old guy that grew up when this was a thing that medical doctors saw all the time and treated. The doctor goes, all you got to do is this, and he treated it. I don't really want the government to force people to have a vaccination, but let the people know that, okay, this can help prevent this. This can help stop this. I don't never
want the majority of the population believes that at least certain vaccines should be mandated, and I don't understand because as soon as you give the government any kind of right to mandate anything, whatever it should be, then where do you draw the line? Where do we draw the line? If the government wants me to use this and this medication, and I refuse, where do we draw the line? Because if you're giving them the right to do a vaccination, then why not by other things? And where are you going to stop? And where is this government mandate going to stop? To me, the word mandate should stay in China and in Russia. not in the USA. We don't mandate anything. We recommend. And whatever the costs are, we can't afford to let government control us.
Yep. Exactly. And that's a great point, because I want people to know that this can be beneficial for you, that can be beneficial. I mean, look at the liberals now. They're wanting to, well, to save the earth, you need to cut down on meat consumption. You shouldn't eat as much meat. And I'm a vegetarian.
No, Senator Bernie Sanders wants to limit the amount of children you would have to save the environment. You know, that's absurd. That's totally absurd.
That's what they do in China.
You know, in China, it's dangerous to talk against the government. In China, it's dangerous to have more than one child. And that's the way they keep control, and that's the way communism works. It starts with the small things, and then then they go into your life and into your speech, and they control you. And if we're going to continue this way, it's not going to stop by vaccines. It's going to go to every single aspect in life. They'll control how long people live. They'll control what you're allowed to say. And like some guy had on his bumper car, think while it's still legal to think.
Yep. Because that's what they want to do with gun control. Well, this is just a background, just a simple background check. And then when it doesn't work, well, we need to make the law stronger because the background check didn't work. So now we need to make it more encompassing. And they just want to get a little bit, they want to give a law-abiding citizen who supports the Second Amendment to give just a little bit of what the background check. And then when it doesn't work, well, then let's restrict how much ammo you can buy. And then let's restrict the ammo you can get. And then before you know it, you have no Second Amendment. And the same thing with vaccinations. They want to start with mandating a vaccine so that they can continue and move on and on and on and on. Next thing you know, guess what? You know, are e-cigarettes bad? Yeah. We're starting to find out what we believe is the cause of them. And, you know, if you want to smoke cigarettes, smoke. Not many people sit there and light up a cigarette and go, vitamin C. B12. Turmeric and copper and iron. Yes, sir. All my vitamins right here. You know, I mean, we just won a court case recently in Indiana, because if you don't know, Governor Holcomb banned cannabis flower because it's so close to marijuana, they can't differentiate, and the cops wanted it banned, and we won a court case and an injunction. So for now, it is basically legal to use hemp flower because they overstepped the federal boundaries. This law says that this is 100% legal federally. You can use it, da-da-da. And guess what happened? It's illegal. Well, we won the court case. And unless they tried to rule the hearing, the Indiana federal court said you can have hemp CBD flower. Now, the problem people are having with that is, like, I use CBD all the time, and it will come up as marijuana a lot in drug tests, and then you fail a drug test, and so it's crazy like that. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, I think cannabis will be legalized. The reason why it's not right now is they are trying to get big play. Like, how can the tobacco industry get into the game? How can we have marijuana, like they sell it like they do cigarettes? So when you just go up there, yeah, give me a pack of the Marlboro Green Blue Pack 500s, you know, and you're going to have maybe like one or two strains, that's whatever, you know. Yeah, can I get that Tennessee blend? Yeah, can I get that? Can I get that Camel Mendocino County blend? That'd be great. Oh, you got to try this Camel Mendocino County 100s. Woo, man, that one, you know. They said since the 70s, big tobacco's wanted to get into the cannabis game, but it's been illegal federally. You can't have it your way in it. But that's how it is. You know? That caller's great. He calls in a lot, so thank him. He's awesome. That's why sometimes, just an FYI, if sometimes you don't hear me talking, if I have a caller on, I don't have it to where if you're on Facebook Live, you can hear me and the caller. You can hear me, but not the caller, you know. I've thought about seeing if I can do a split thing and have my speaker share so if someone does call, I can put that in and so you can hear them. Well, I'll have to figure that out, but don't forget to like and share. Like and share. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of them. We've got a small victory, but I really do believe it. Marijuana will be legalized. They're just trying to, how can Big Pharma get in? They're trying to set it up so that dirty mom and pa's going to go bye-bye to Big Pharma. I think the way cannabis is, it's going to be, I mean, I wonder, and I've talked about this before. I mean, are they going to try to legislate it to where, okay, yeah, well, you know, there's going to be, like, limitations on growing it, and it's not. I mean, if you have it to where, yeah, that's right. It's not that hard to grow. I mean, you know, I don't want, I mean, I guess it would be kind of nice if I just go, yeah, get me a bit, but the track record of the tobacco industry, I don't want it from that. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, that's a big thing. I really do believe that legalization is coming. It's just, how do we get Big Pharma, how do they get their billions into it? How do we get big tobacco and big alcohol in there? And I think alcohol, it won't be an alcohol. I think it'll be like a CBD drink. You know, it'll be CBD in some form of a drink. So, thank you so much for tuning in. Going to get into a little bit of English Premier League news now. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's my first night doing the live on Kyle's Conversations page, and then I had to share it. So, I'm going to see how this goes. See how it goes. But thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like, comment. I do have PayPal if you want to donate to the conversation. You want to pray. That's awesome. Manchester United, we're back to our winning ways because, you know, De Gea signed a new contract with United. It's awesome. But in a way, I'm great that he signed, but in a way, it's sort of like, like, look, we, like, instead of signing somebody new, hey, we signed Anthony Martial. Well, he was already on the team. That's a given. You try to take someone like Anthony Martial, when you sign him, make it like he's a new signing, like it's a big thing. When, okay, you can sign Anthony Martial or De Gea any day of the week. I'm glad it didn't happen during the transfer window so they could brag like he's another, like he's in, hey, we got De Gea, we got another signing, we got David De Gea. Well, yeah, I'm glad we did. I'm glad we signed him. I'm grateful. But I just feel like they take these players that are halfway decent and we get them to re-sign to Manchester United and they try to pawn that off like, hey, we got David De Gea, man. We're making we're spending money. We're getting the club going in the right direction by keeping players that, you know, yeah, we need to keep De Gea, but we need to, if you got five players on your team that are decent and the rest are horrible, if you're re-signing some of the five players, that's great, but you need to take and get every other club, like United used to do, is here's our top 11. These are backups in case one of these gets injured, and these people are coming in to replace. So in 3 years, these five players will have gone, these five will have stepped up, and these five will have come in, and now that these five have left, these five are on the top tier, on first team. These are backups in case these get injured, and we're getting in more players to, okay, and these guys are, okay, and the cycle continues. I mean, I think it's great that we're getting De Gea. I think we got to make sure that we don't sit there, you know. I think if I'd rather have Man United lose a ton of games and know that he's playing Tuancibi and he's playing Fred and he's playing the youngsters. You know, if we lose and we play Static Matic and we play Phil Jones and Ashley Young, then it's same old, but if we're losing, but he's playing all the youngsters and getting Fred playing and getting the young players, then I'm happy with that because at least he's trying something different. He's doing the right things. And I think give him time and he'll turn that club around. You know, if you play the youngsters, and I think you'll see a different, you know, you can't say he's not doing anything. If you take Manchester United and he plays all the youngsters and he starts playing Fred and all the young guys, I think at least he's trying something different. And that's, you know, give Daniel James game time. He's gonna make mistakes. Let him learn. You know, if you give him game time and if he plays the youngsters and we lose, then you can't really say anything bad. You can't, well, hey, he's not playing the Static Matic. He's not playing the same Deadwood that, okay, of course we're going to lose. They're not, you know, but he's playing decent players. So we're good. You know, we're playing the youngsters. We're playing Mason Greenwood. We're playing Fred. We're playing Daniel James. We're getting all these young guys out there and experience. You're not going to put those people on loan. Then play them. Because we'll get behind you. Hey, at least you're trying something different no matter what. Win, lose, or draw. 90 seconds left. Win, lose, or draw. You're going to play the youngsters. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. I really hope you do. Thank you. You know, be who you are. Think while you still can, like my caller said. You know, because they want to, it's like the mandates. They want to mandate vaccines and stuff. It sounds like a good idea, but then when they mandate vaccines, then they're going to mandate this and they're going to mandate that. Before you know it, they're going to mandate what you eat, what you say, and what you do. They're not going to have to abide by it. Is Camilla Harris going to have a 72-ounce steak every night? Sure she is. Are you going to start eating Soylent Green? Yeah, you are. I want to thank you so much for tuning in.
I'm going to say this. Camilla Harris is the only one that said, when asked the question, would she, you know, control the meat and stuff, is the only one that really said no.
And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.